You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Icons of Influence, the show where we dive deep into the stories of individuals whose journeys reach far beyond fame, whether through business, philanthropy, or global impact. Today, we profile Tony Robbins, the janitor turned self-help titan whose influence spans arenas, boardrooms, and billions of meals served. Let's go. Tony Robbins was born Anthony Mahaverick on February 29, 1960, in North Hollywood, California. The eldest of three, his childhood was marked by instability. His parents divorced when he was just seven, and he described his home life as chaotic and at times even abusive. By 12, he had taken his stepfather's surname, Robbins, after legal adoption. At Glendora High School, a rapid growth spurt, later traced to a pituitary tumour, made him tower over classmates. He dropped out soon after turning 17, never attending college. Instead, he took a job as a janitor. The turning point came during a conversation with his landlord, who urged him to attend a seminar by motivational speaker Jim Rohn. Robbins did, and shortly thereafter became Rohn's seminar promoter, setting the stage for his own future in public speaking and coaching. That decision marked Robbins's break into the self-improvement world. He lit his life fire, not just with words, but literally, when he adopted firewalking ceremonies he'd learned from Tolly Birkin and introduced them into his early events. These combustible symbols perfectly mirror Robbins, powerful, attention-grabbing, unforgiving. By the mid-1980s, Robbins had begun building his own brand. In 1986, he published Unlimited Power, a bestseller mixing NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and peak performance psychology. That was followed by Awaken the Giant Within in 1991. These books catapulted him into the mainstream as the go-to guru for personal transformation. Robbins crafted events like Unleash the Power Within, Date with Destiny, and Business Mastery, selling seats for up to $10,000 a ticket. He grew his enterprise into Robbins Research International, representing a portfolio of over 30 companies generating more than $1 billion annually. As of 2025, Robbins's net worth is estimated at $600 million, making him one of the highest earning public speakers and authors in the world. Along the way, Robbins advised and taught world leaders and business titans, Bill Clinton, Salesforce's Mark Benioff, Hollywood's Hugh Jackman, and athletes including Justin Tuck and Pitbull. He even became a co-owner of LAFC and invested in Team Liquid Esports, extending his influence beyond personal development into sports, entertainment, and tech. In 1991, Robbins founded the Anthony Robbins Foundation, later renamed the Tony Robbins Foundation, to empower youth, end hunger, and serve vulnerable communities. Its core initiative, the International Basket Brigade, supplies food and essentials to almost 2 million people annually, reaching over 2,000 schools, 700 prisons, and 100,000 human services organizations globally. His most public mission, end hunger in America. In 2014, he partnered with Feeding America, donating all profits from his best-selling book, Money, Master the Game, plus an additional gift to launch the 100 Million Meals Challenge. That eventually evolved into the staggering 1 Billion Meals Challenge, fully achieved in November 2023, 2 years ahead of schedule. Today, Robbins and Feeding America are working toward the next frontier, the next Billion Meals Challenge, aiming to serve another billion people by 2035, scaled up via global food rescue and policy advocacy. Beyond food, Robbins's foundation runs youth leadership programs worldwide, mentorship, prison rehabilitation, scholarships, creating a kind of ripple effect where transformed individuals go on to transform communities. That makes his legacy far more than motivational, it's infrastructural. But no legacy is without its critics. In 2019, BuzzFeed News published a series of investigative reports alleging at least 10 women accused Robbins of sexual harassment or inappropriate conduct, including a high-profile claim that he molested a minor during a seminar in 1985. Robbins vehemently denied the claims and filed defamation suits in Ireland. These cases remain unresolved, with both sides accusing the other of bias and distortion. Others have questioned the safety of his tactics. Media reports in 2012 covered incidents where dozens of participants were treated for burns after firewalking at a Texas event. Robbins and supporting medical staff pushed back, saying only a small fraction of the 7,000 participants needed care. But the incident raised questions about the ethical oversight of his events. Critics also point to the scientific basis of NLP and his coaching techniques as pseudoscientific or overly simplistic, especially when applied to vulnerable people in emotional distress. The FTC once even fined Robbins Research International over franchise disclosures, but Robbins did not admit wrongdoing. Through this lens, Robbins emerges as a figure of enormous ambition and undeniable contradictions. He rejects traditional credentialing, no degree, no clinical training, yet leads global emotional interventions. He's enabled millions, but open to abuse. His food initiatives reach repurposed billions, yet critics demand more corporate accountability. As you close your eyes and hear Robbins say, "It's not about resources, it's your resourcefulness. Remember this, power can build, but it also cuts. Influence changes lives, but it demands responsibility." That brings us to the end of this deep dive into Tony Robbins, his early poverty, meteoric rise, philanthropic power, and complicated legacy. Like many icons, his story is messy, and that's the point of Icons of Influence. It's not just fame, it's the challenge of using that fame for impact, despite the flaws. If today's episode inspired you or provoked questions, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who knows the role of personal growth is bigger than the person leading it. See you next time on Icons of Influence. Thanks for listening.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.